The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Only a few hours before the opening ceremony gets underway for the Paralympic Games in Paris, Peter Ryan is a former Paralympian, motivational speaker as well, and he joins me now. Peter, it's good to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about Team Ireland, the people who are going to be representing us over the next couple of weeks. How big is the team and what hopes and expectations we have?
Hey, how are you doing, Kieran? Yeah, so I suppose, like Everton, we're kind of like hitting with a bit of momentum off the back of the Ablebody Games. There's squad of 35 going over, so we don't have any teams. Like, I suppose in the Ablebody, we had the seven teams and we had hockey teams, so it's all individual athletes as such, barring maybe tandem pairings. So whatever you want to call them. But yeah, hopes wise, obviously cycling is my background. That's where I'll be kind of adding my insights on going forward with the coverage. But Katie George and Levy, like, it's her fourth games. She's won medals at the last two of them. This is really kind of, you'd imagine it'll be her last games, and she's really strong looking, I suppose, the time trial on the road. She'll be performing, and she has a good game. She could come away with three medals. I think she'll be disappointed if she doesn't have two at the end of this event.
And when is she competing? When are her events on?
She'll have the track is starting, so she'll be competing in the next 2 days on the track. But it's the road, really. The road is where it's at. Like, she'd be strong favourite for gold in the time trial. So that will be the 4th of September. And then she'll have the road race 2 days after that. So it's, it's compact. It's not ideal. Like, in the able-bodied, you'd have to specialise, go one road or the other. She's trying to cover a multitude of events. That in itself creates its own scenarios. But like I say, I think training camps have went well. I've spoke to a few people inside the camp, so they're all looking forward to it.
We have, so like, she's obviously Paralympic royalty, given past success, as would be Jason Smith, who of course has retired and did win a gold in Tokyo. Ellen Keane as well, as somebody that everybody will be aware of her for her exploits. Would she be looking
Ellen
to
real,
bring back another
Ellen
gold
has,
medal?
I mean, look, let's, like, at this stage, everyone's filled with hopes, expectations. Yeah. Everton, like, she's in the mix, like, gold. Based on, look, you're going on trend lines, this, that and the other, there's always going to be an upset of games. Like, call us as we had here, we have, you go 4 years where you're travelling around, like, in the para world, to be honest, sometimes we have minimal crowds. It's like, it's going to be sold out. Paris is going to be feverish. It's going to have the same, I suppose, atmosphere and tension that the able-bodied had. So, like, that's going to, in itself, turn around for some crazy results here and there. Ellen, cool temperament, she's suited to the big stage. I actually think that kind of stuff will suit her. So yeah, the likes of her, we have Ronan Grimes, who's well versed. He competes at a seriously high level in the able-bodied racing here in Ireland as well. Like, he's very much in contention for a medal in a road race scenario. Like, there's, like I say, like, right, if it was as easy as just write down on black and white here today and they're going to hand out medals to those people, no one will watch. It's going to be, like I say, it's going to turn up some exciting results. The likes of Orla Comfort in the sprinting, she's trending, just getting closer and closer to those medals. It could be just she hits form. You have overtraining, you have a lot of pressure coming into the games. Like, people are going to perform in a way that we don't expect. So I think we have a lot of medal hopefuls coming in, but look, we'll be a lot wiser in 2 weeks' time.
You know, I think I'm not sure how far you have to go back. I think it's maybe back to Beijing, when we didn't bring home a cycling medal at the Paralympics, and we've had huge, huge success since then. Like, why is that? Because we don't see kind of similar success or equivalent success, say, in cycling at the able-bodied games. What is it, the culture around cycling when it comes to the Paralympic sports?
Comparing it to the able-bodied program, I suppose, look, there's numbers at play here as well. But what I can say, like, in the positive light, is we got every bit of the same amount of attention, the same amount of, you know, like, we had a very professional program in the para scene, maybe before other nations had. So I don't think it's necessarily fair to compare us with the able-bodied program, but, like, comparing our cycling program versus Paralympic programs around the world, I think it holds its own with any of them. Again, obviously, there's been announcements now around velodrome and stuff like that, so I actually think those numbers are only going to get bigger. The entry level, like, the barriers to entry to the sport are coming down. Like, you take Katie, like, we're looking for her to win a medal in the track. With no track in Ireland, it's a bit of a catch-22. Like, you're going over on training camps. You're trying to professionalise in too much in training camps when the equivalent of the swimmers not having a pool. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those scenarios. So look, like the likes of Neil Delahaye, he's the high performance director, and like he took a real interest in the para program very early doors, and like that means a lot that people are coming gravitating to the sport. Like they knew it was a high performance environment, not a Paralympic environment, and that just lends itself to excelling in a sport, I think.
When you've got a games happening in the same time zone, this is what struck me so much about kind of the Olympics in Paris, and both the Olympics and Paralympics kind of back in 2012 as well in London. It makes such a huge difference to the casual fan. You know, people who know kind of Katie Georgeson Levy or Jason Smith or Ellen Keane or whoever it happened to be a few years ago would get up in the middle of the night maybe to watch them compete. But the kind of the casual fan was probably not doing it. They were waiting till the morning. You reach all of those people when you're in the same time zone. And it's maybe it's something that kind of gets overlooked. But I think, and I don't know, I'm asking you, I wonder what you think. I think it is such an important factor in kind of exposure of these athletes and what they're doing.
I 100% agree with you. Like I was kind of looking at, even just off the back of the able body games, if we removed the para element, it's like, I feel like, as a nation, we gravitate towards the games a couple of weeks ago a lot more than, and I get there was early doors medals definitely helped carry a bit of momentum. But like you say, the fact that like offices in Dublin are right during their lunch break, they're going to skip down and look at an event, or like people are working, like turning it into a whole community piece, whether it was in the evenings or during the day. I think it really does add to it. And I think like the exposure now through people's own social media stuff, everything, I think people feel a lot more connected. The athletes give you a lot as well, like whether it's the interviews afterwards, you get to know personalities. I do think, but all that is kind of lost on you if, like, Charlene is given that interview and it's on in the middle of the night and you only see it 12 hours later. Like, I do think, like, they really built and the whole nation kind of bought into our athletes. So, yeah, I think it's a huge piece of it, definitely. So, yeah. We can only hope that momentum carries through.
Yeah, it'd be great to see, because again, you saw all these people, you know, sharing kind of timetables during the day when it came to the able body games, and they knew exactly, you know, who was competing and when, and it was in offices and in households as well. And people would just flick it on or they'd have it on and they'd be conscious of when it was happening, and it'd be great to see, you know, kind of similar momentum now building up after this evening.
For the most part, most of these are minority sports, and this is their moment in the sunshine. And it's great that like we all become like we used to do it. When Wimbledon was on, I became a tennis expert. Like when
yeah,
the games
exactly.
are on, we're all the most
jumping around the garden after the Aga Khan.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I've been that soldier. You need not worry, or that pony, I should say, on that instance. But like, yeah, and it's brilliant. Like, and like I say, sprinkle in the para element. There's going to be parents here with a child going through something. It's like, you know what? Like, there's other outlets. There's like, we don't have to kind of put a limitation on things. And I don't want to run down the cliched Paralympic roads, but that means something. And if we can kind of capture an audience and people say, yeah, there's more for me than what I thought. There's other avenues there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sport could be just the catalyst that gives you momentum for all the other aspects.
Oh, I think you can, Peter, you can drop the kind of the parasite of that. I think that's one of the great things about the Olympics is kind of just the exposure to other sporting outlets for people, that it's not kind of just the standard team sports or whatever it happens to be that
and you're
people
a
tend to see.
Man, I'm a tip man. It's like, you know,
well, I don't hold that against you, Peter. I mean, you know,
look, we're getting
not,
on quite well
hugely.
So far. So let's, but you know yourself, like you grow up in those towns, you're like the perceived wisdom is you got to play a bit of GA or a bit of this, that and the other. But like I say, there's athletes coming out of mold now. Swimming is growing, cycling's growing. Like I say, it's, I think it's brilliant. It's brilliant, and it's only going to jump. Sadly, parents somewhere are giving out to us, and that means I have three more transitions to drive a small ESA. But but I think for the most part, it's good. We're a huge sporting nation, and we do get behind, and we punch way above our weight at most things. So, like, long may it continue.
Yeah, listen, we wish them all luck, and good luck with the coverage on TV and elsewhere, Peter, over the next couple of weeks. Peter Ryan, former Paralympian himself, of course, a motivational speaker as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.